Saving Justice, Truth, Transparency, and Trust. Written and narrated for you by James Comey. The man on the moped just grabbed her and drove away. Her little sister ran screaming into the house to tell their mother, who ran into the driveway where the girls had been playing. But the street was quiet. Her beautiful six-year-old daughter, the one with the shoulder-length brown hair and enormous eyes, was gone. Kidnapping by a stranger is rare. But on the afternoon of Wednesday, September 14th, 2016, it happened at the end of a suburban driveway in Wilmington, North Carolina. A convicted sex offender, who lived nearby after serving 16 years in prison in North Carolina for molesting another six-year-old, had grabbed the little girl. He headed for a patch of thick woods, passing a school bus just before he turned off the paved road and drove deep into the trees. But we didn't know any of that yet. Stranger kidnapping is also deadly. Law enforcement knows that if the child isn't found quickly, she will likely never be found alive. A frantic search began, with the local FBI office joining in to assist the county sheriff. News stations broadcast the Amber Alert. Volunteers and officers searched in a heavy rain through the night. At FBI headquarters the next morning, during my regular senior staff meeting, Steve Richardson, the assistant director in charge of the Criminal Investigation Division, told me about the little girl who had been kidnapped in North Carolina 16 hours earlier. He explained that our Wilmington staff had worked through the night, doing what we could to help our local partners, but there was no sign of the little girl. We had a suspect, a convicted child molester who owned a moped, but this was likely to end very badly. I said, "What a world," and asked him to keep me informed. 2 hours later, Richardson walked quickly into my office. "They found her," he said, laying an 8x10 color photograph in front of me, "and she's alive." I looked down at the large picture. The little girl looked directly at me. Her strikingly large eyes were wide open. Her face, still beautiful even covered in mosquito bites, was impassive, like she didn't know what was happening. She was looking up at the officer who recorded the scene, as other officers used an electric saw to cut the thick chain around her neck, cinching her to the tree I could see just inches away from her head. Her torso was covered with an officer's rain jacket, put there to cover her skin, which was raw from a night of exposure to water and insects. I started crying. I couldn't look away from the picture. I held my hand up, palm to Richardson, to thank him and ask him to leave, all without words. He said, "Boss, these are the good days," and left.